Well, good afternoon and welcome into the huddle here for Monday, Thanksgiving week. It's going to be a weird week with schedules and basketball tournaments and the like, but we appreciate you hanging in there and joining us late. Clemson Tigers get the win today down at the Cayman Islands in the Cayman Classic, 72-69 over Akron. So they will await the winner of the game just getting underway between Illinois State and Georgia, and we'll play that team tomorrow. And that game, by the way, tomorrow will be at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock airtime, 1:30 tip, so we won't be with you tomorrow. We know that much right now. Beyond that, this week, we'll wait and see what happens with some of the other tournament basketball. Lots to do today. Coming up, we'll talk about the Clemson and Carolina wins over the weekend. Hear from Dabo and Will Muschamp. Also, the Panthers' disappointing loss. We'll hear from Cam Newton on that. Big Furman basketball win. We'll hear from Bob Ritchie, their coach, coming up on the show. But we're going to start off with some high school football today here in the huddle and bring in Dave Gutshaw, longtime head football coach of the Dorman Cavaliers as they advance in the 5A playoffs. Coach, congratulations. Another big win for your team.
Well, thanks. The first 2 weeks of the playoffs, we've really played well. So it's a good time to be peaking.
Yeah, no question. And I guess your defense hasn't given up a point yet, right, in the playoffs?
The second or the third team gave up one Friday night.
Oh, okay.
It was 58-12. We had a pass intercepted, but
yeah.
Our first-string defense has not given up a point yet.
Yeah, all right. So, obviously, they're playing very well. What has been the key to your defense kind of putting it together so well right now?
Well, I think it's our defensive front. They've just they have really played well, and the secondary is all very experienced. They're all in their second year. So it's been with that front getting together and already a solid secondary, they just keep getting better and better.
No question. Of course, it was Nation Ford you played on Friday night, and you jumped out early. Was it like 42-0 at half? So obviously the offense was doing some things, especially in the first half.
Yeah, well, it was our running game. Even though we did throw for about 200 yards, but they were playing all run and leaving our receivers one-on-one. But it was just really a good job. And of course, it was Morgan Hillstock, and that's our offense. And we just keep handing it to them and then faking, handing them and throwing it to our big, tall wideout.
Yeah, working really well. Well, I know you haven't really wanted to look ahead to this next game, Coach, because it's pretty daunting with T.L. Hanna. They won over Northwestern 68-7 last week. And you have to go to their place. So, big challenge. What does Hanna do that you have to try to figure out?
Well, there's no doubt. T.L. Hanna is an outstanding football team. But, you know, when you get to the third round, you really expect to play those kind of people. And if you can't beat T.L. Hanna, you can't get to Columbia. So we might as well play it this week. But the big thing is they run a wing T. They've got some outstanding players, too. But nobody talks about their defense, but their defense has been giving up very little.
Yeah, I know they have a big guy in Pickens who is committed to the University of South Carolina, and I understand they've even moved him into the backfield in short yardage situations. That's pretty scary.
Well, he plays there quite a bit. He's their leading rusher for the season.
Hmm.
But I sort of like him there because the more he plays, the tighter he's going to have to get. I think the big thing that we need to do with T.L. Hanna, we got to get him into a fourth-quarter football game because they have a bunch of kids going both ways. But so far this year, they haven't had to do that. And so if you could get him there, you know, I would think that those kids be wore down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that would be certainly a strategy. And you certainly have the size, Coach, to match up with a big team. You've got as much size as anybody, don't you?
Oh, right. We think we match up pretty good. We're confident that we've won big games on the road before, and you knew this was coming. You know, we didn't look ahead, but when the brackets came out, everybody either has to go through T.L. Hanna or Dorman because whoever wins this game will be at home next week.
Yeah, so it didn't really bother you that you had to face them a little earlier rather than for the upper state?
Oh no, in fact, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather play them than Burns and Gaffney, people that I'm so familiar with. I would, to me, the bracket worked out fine the way it was.
Yeah, gotcha, Coach. Well, talk about some of the guys that may be unsung for your team. I know your receivers have looked really good. Desor came in. He had a touchdown catch last week. You're getting a lot of production out of the wide receivers, aren't you?
Yes, we really are. And I'm happy finally there. All four of them are healthy, and that hasn't been the case most of this season. So we're and I keep telling the kids, sooner or later somebody's going to stop Morgan and Hillstock, and we're going to have to throw the ball to win. So it could easily be this Friday. We're trying to get more balance, but when Morgan's averaging about 8 yards a carry, it's hard to say, well, let's throw one. But it's coming. We know we're going to have to, and I think with Kamona Soar and Jacoby Pinckney and Chase Tinsley and Dylan Jones, our tight ends came up big the last couple of games. I think we're ready to throw the ball.
Very good, Coach. And no new injuries. Everybody pretty healthy.
Right now, we're about as healthy as the healthiest we've been all season. So that's good timing too.
Very good. All right, Coach. Well, it's Friday night over in Anderson, T.L. Hanna, and Dorman. That's got to be one of the marquee matchups in the playoffs statewide. And good luck, Coach. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Greg.
That is Dave Gutshall. He's the head coach of the Dorman Cavaliers. They rolled 58-12 over the Falcons of Nation Ford last Friday night. Will not be as easy this week. That Dorman-Hanna matchup, that's a clash of titans right there. You might want to, if you can, get over and see that thing on Friday night. It's at T.L. Hanna. Even though Dorman's had a great year, they had that one loss to Gaffney, and Hanna's gone through unblemished so far, so they get the home seed against the Dorman Cavaliers on Friday. We will have Burns Gaffney for you here on ESPN Upstate. The Burns Rebels with a furious comeback against Sumter, 26 unanswered points on Friday night. To come back and win 33-23 on the road against the Sumter Gamecocks. So the Rebels are alive. They rematch with Gaffney. They beat Gaffney at home earlier. The only loss of the year for Gaffney. And so this should be a good one Friday night that we'll have for you. 7 o'clock airtime on ESPN Upstate. Going to watch the weather. It's looking a little iffy again. It always looks iffy this time of year. That's what you get when you play football into November. Cold rain could be in the forecast. Again, saw one forecast for Friday night that said it's going to get down to about 39, and it's going to rain. But look, it's Monday. That could change between now and Friday. Keep your fingers crossed. Hope we have better weather than the forecast indicates for Friday night playoff football. Third round here in upstate South Carolina. All right, much more coming up. Just underway here as we just got on the air after Clemson basketball. It's Greg McKinney and Patrick Brown filling in for Lonzo today. Back in a moment. You're listening to The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. So, puzzle me this one, Patrick Brown. Welcome in. Haven't spoken to you yet. We started off with an interview today.
That's all good.
Patrick here for Lonzo this week. Lonzo taking a little vacation. When do you think the last time was, I don't have the answer to this question, but it just strikes me as funny. When was the last time that Florida State had five selections as ACC football players of the week and Clemson had none?
In the 80s, I would think.
Because that just happened. That just happened. We just got the ACC Players of the Week released, and Florida State has five. Five. I know they got their win over the weekend. That's good.
Who did they play?
That's good and all. Boston College.
Okay.
They beat Boston College 22-21. That's a nice win for Florida State. I mean, best they've had in a while, right? I'll give them that.
That's the highlight of their season.
Yeah, yeah. But here are your players of the week in the ACC this week. Pitt quarterback, Kenny Pickett, sophomore. Clemson will see him in the ACC championship game. We found that out over the weekend. Pitt beat Wake Forest 34-13, and they get the Coastal Championship. He was 23 of 30, 316 yards, three touchdowns. Running back of the week, Cam Akers, Florida State, sophomore. First 100-yard rushing game of the season for Akers. And here we are at the end of the year. Had 110 yards on 14 carries, one touchdown, as the Seminoles beat BC 22-21. Receiver and rookie of the week, Tamarion Terry, wide receiver from Florida State. Second ACC Receiver of the Week honor for him. First rookie honor for him. Caught three passes, just three catches, but 112 yards, including a game-winner, 74-yard touchdown with a minute 49 remaining. So that was huge. All right. So it's hard to argue with these so far. I got that. Offensive lineman of the week in the ACC is Garrett Bradbury of NC State. He graded out at 97% in the Wolfpack's 52-10 road win at Louisville. Highest grade for a member of the NC State offensive line during position coach Dwayne Ledford's tenure there. Defensive lineman of the week, ACC. Zach Allen, Boston College, defensive end, senior. Second honor for him. A lot of big plays in that loss to Florida State. You lost to Florida State, though. I don't know if I can make you my defensive lineman of the week. I'm just kidding. Your linebacker of the week, Dontavius Jackson, junior from Florida State. 14 tackles in the win over Boston College. First sack of the season. Defensive back of the week, Stanford Samuels, Florida State, cornerback. 9 tackles, got an interception, his fourth of the year. 4 interceptions are second most for a Seminole in the past 10 seasons. And the specialist of the week is Wesley Wells, place kicker for Georgia Tech. Walk-on, true freshman. 4-4 on field goals. And 6-6 on kicks overall as Georgia Tech beat Virginia 30-27. So, there you go. I guess nobody at Clemson did anything in that Duke game to stand out. But 5 Florida State Seminoles were good enough to be players of the week in the ACC. That's just funny. Funny to me. Probably not funny to the hardcore Clemson fan out there.
No, because they're like, what? What do you mean? We're still undefeated. How?
Well, look, somebody had a good game for Clemson Saturday. And I know that they started slow in that win over Duke, but he scored 35 points. Defense stood up. It's just kind of over the top. Had a couple coaching notes. It became official now. Les Miles is the new coach at Kansas. He led LSU to the national title in 2007. He was a good winner at Oklahoma State as well. Now he's back in the Big 12. Les Miles, that offensive guru in the Big 12. What's that going to look like? I don't know.
This is what I'm going to say. The first year, it's going to be ugly. Okay, first year, because you're going to Kansas, who never looks good.
Yeah.
First year is going to be ugly. Give them about 2 or 3 years. Maybe go to a bowl game at that point. I think that would be a success for Kansas.
Well, who's going to coach the offense, I guess, would be my question. Les Miles is a good defensive guy. He's not going to open up that offense. He's going to have to find somebody to do that, right? I mean, he's been their guy. They've had their eye on him pretty much all along in this search. 5-year contract. Les Miles is going to make $2.775 million annually. It's pretty low for Les Miles. Les Miles. Retention bonuses of $775,000 due in November of 2020 and a couple more after that. There are some other incentives. So they're happy. 65 years old. 65 years old taking on this new job.
He does not look 65.
No. I think he could coach a while.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I think taking a year off break from coaching, you actually could do some damage. You know, you actually got to see the way of the land, you know, for a while behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's probably been good for him. Kind of recharge the batteries.
Exactly.
Do a little reset there. Also, we have a hire at William & Mary, Mike London. You know the name because he used to coach at Virginia. He has been hired today. He was once an assistant at William & Mary. He replaces Jimmy Laycock, retiring after 39 years there. 39 years there. London's been at Howard the last 2 years. Of course, he was at Virginia and for 6 years. He was 27-46 in 6 years with the Cavaliers. Only one winning season at Virginia. Mike London, 58 years old. He was 11-10 at Howard in his coaching tenure over 2 years there. He's also served as assistant at Maryland, Virginia, Boston College, and with the Houston Texans in the NFL. So a couple of coaching notes there to pass along from football. One more break to hit. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one. Still to come, going to hear from Cam Newton, Dabo Sweeney, Furman coach for basketball, Bob Ritchie on their big win. All ahead. Stay with us in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back. Just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's see if we can get at least one call in before the top. Bob is up next in the huddle. Hi, Bob.
You might.
What up?
First time listener, long time caller. Look, let me go quick because you got 3 minutes. And a note to our listeners, with the wind blowing like this, blowing leaves is like peeing on a volcano. It's a good idea, but it ain't going to work. Just wait till they fall. I know this because that's what I've been doing all day. Uh-huh. Let me talk to you about the South Carolina-Clemson game real quick, because I had mentioned last week that, you know, nobody talks crap anymore or whatever, and still, I mean, you go back 10 years ago, now your phone lines would be lit up. Everybody just be going crazy. Not anymore. And so having said that, I ask you this question because you are three-time back-to-back-to-back host of the year, state champion. So, and I know you're a Carolina fan, but not a homer. You call it like you see it. So I want your opinion on this. This game is going to be played in South Carolina. In Clemson. Clemson is night. They're going to be in all orange or what have you. And Clemson starts out slow against Duke. And I don't know why, but they do. And Jake Bentley can throw the ball. I mean, so he's going to get his passes. So, and it's a 25.5 point spread, which I just don't see that. This is a robbery. So my question to you is this. Do you see this spread being accurate, or do you see this as being a robbery and Carolina's going to step up and make this a game?
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. No, it's accurate.
It's accurate.
It's accurate.
Here's the thing. Yeah, the offense was slow last week against Duke.
Yeah.
The defense still looked amazing.
Yeah. I'd be inclined to go over on that. 25.5 right now. And South Carolina looked good. They're playing Chattanooga. Bentley's looking pretty good against Chattanooga. I do not see this as a second-half game. I think Clemson wins this game. Now, look, been surprised before. It was a few years ago. It was a 35-30 game or something like that.
Yeah.
35-31, something like that. It was very closer than expected. But that wasn't against this Clemson team. I think it's going to be a long Saturday night for the Gamecocks at Death Valley. This week, 25.5 is the line according to Vegas Insider. We'll watch it and see if that moves any. Gamecocks 6-4, and of course Clemson undefeated. All right, back on the other side, Cam Newton about a disappointing loss for the Panthers. Also, we'll hear from Dabo Swinney on our ACC roundup, brought to you by Dixie Vodka. Stay with us in the huddle on ESPN Upstate.